This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast from why-fish.com.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock, reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard one, got me a hook, fished that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time, I'm a-gonna fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish in you. Any fish bite, got good bait, here's a little something of a legendary. Any fish bite, got good bait, I'm a gonna fish it. Yes, I'm gonna fish it, I'm a gonna fish it too.
Hello, everybody, once again, and welcome to Why Fish Radio. Why Fish Radio, brought to you again by Absolute Net Radio, a division of Absolute Net Solutions. They can be found at absolutenetradio.com. First things first, we got to talk again this week about our sponsor, Trophy Cat Adventures. I hope everybody enjoyed the show from last week with Kent Hollins from Trophy Cat Adventures, talking a little bit about fishing on the Red River for catfish in particular. And don't forget to sign up for our contest for a full 8-hour guided trip on the Red River with Kent of Trophy Cat. Be sure to send us an email why you should do it, name, address, telephone number to contest at why-fish. And once again, I am Brad, and I'm here with Brad,
the other pod person.
How you doing this week, Brad?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not doing too bad. All this talk about catfishing, though, has me a little bit anxious for summer, and it's a long ways off up here in the North Country.
Boy, that's for sure. But hey, there is some good news last week about some access issues here in Grand Forks. We got our second boat landing on the Red River in the new greenway on the inside the diking system from the flood. That's pretty exciting stuff, huh?
Well, not only that, it's the second boat ramp in as many years, although the funding's not in place yet, but the all the parameters are in place. It's all just a matter of time now, and the politics are done. It wasn't always pretty, but we got where we wanted to go in the end, and it's a real victory for fishermen.
It's nice to see that the public officials and the fishermen and everybody united to get some good access here on the river, and I think it's going to show some great things to come in the future.
Well, it's public land. You might as well get some public use out of it.
So, well, we're going to come back to some catfishing. We're working on a flathead show for the future. Hopefully we can hook that up. And some other exciting catfish stuff coming up that we're working on, but we're going to wait a little closer to spring and some catfishing things. But this week, we're going to talk about a Canadian fly-in trip. It kind of goes away from the why fish concept, yet I don't think it does, because, you know, it's one of those great things that you can do, and you don't have to be a professional to enjoy it.
Well, it's the kind of a trip that'll make anybody look like a pretty good angler, and it's pretty simple fishing once you get up there. These are fish that they're not well-educated, and they don't see a lot of hooks over the course of a year, so finesse and fancy techniques, throw them out the window.
Well, one thing that I suppose I should mention as a disclaimer is in my limited fishing past of my life, which, as I've mentioned before, is only 5 or 6 years, I have not been on a fly-in trip, and I know you've been on many of them, so I'm going to be doing a lot of the question asking today, but obviously you go on one every year, and what keeps taking you back?
Well, I think part of it, it's just the experience of getting on those old bush planes. That's a part of it. Most of those planes, you know, they haven't really been made since probably the 1940s. They just recondition them every year and get them ready to go back up into the sky. And it's just, you know, it's the adventure of flying into a lake, knowing that there's not a lot of people that fish there over the course of a year. It's wild country, beautiful country. And when you can catch 100 fish or more in a day, it's an attraction that's hard to turn down.
How many trips have you been on over the years?
You know, I was thinking about that before the show started, and it's got to be upwards of a dozen. I took my first one in the fall of 1991 into a lake about 150 miles north of Red Lake, Ontario. And from Grand Forks, that's a good 8-hour drive.
Hence the fly-in part, huh?
Exactly.
Now, is this one that you could have driven to, or is this one where you come to the end of the road and they ship you in?
You came to the end of the road, and they shipped you in.
What types of fish have you caught over the years?
Let's see. Lake trout, walleyes, northerns, they're the big three. And you get on a good lake, you know, depending on the species, that you can expect to catch good numbers of all of them. Not necessarily your best bet as far as trophy fish. I think the trade-off is just the sheer numbers of fish you catch. I mean, there's bodies of water. Say you're looking at walleyes, there's bodies of water where you can catch bigger fish, but it's hard to compete with those flying lakes for numbers.
Now, when I go on a regular fishing trip to, say, the home water, which to me is Devil's Lake for walleyes and northerns, I take about a 50-pound suitcase, crankbaits, jigs, spinners, the whole shoot and match, the whole array of stuff, because that particular day you just don't know what you're going to need. Do I have to haul all that stuff up there, or can I trim down and get a smaller box for something like this?
Oh, absolutely. Trim down and get a smaller box. You want to do that anyway, just because you are going to be under some weight restrictions. There's only so much you can bring. But, you know, let's just say you're going on a walleye trip. A box of jigs, probably in the 1/4 to 3/8 ounce size, maybe 1/8 ounce. Bring a box of jigs and a bunch of twister tails, which don't weigh anything. And that's all you need to catch walleyes until your arms are sore.
And your favorite rod, of course. Can't
exactly.
Forget that.
Bring a second one, maybe even a third one if you can, just for a backup, just in case things go wrong.
Now, I like to camp for a day or two. Can you do these for a day or two? Or are you pretty much limited to a week or 10 days or whatever? What's the time limit?
Well, it depends on the type of a service you're booking your trip through. I mean, you can do everything from just a one-day fly-in in the morning, fly out in the evening kind of trip, to an extended trip where you are in for several days. You can do trips where you bring a tent and bring all your own gear. They drop you off, and you know, perhaps there's a boat that's stowed away at a site there. Or you can get dropped off at an outpost cabin that has everything from running water to solar electricity. I mean, the opportunities and the options are pretty much unlimited that way.
I think I like the solar electricity and running water thing, you know. City boy, you gotta be clean at the end of the week.
Well, absolutely. You gotta be looking good when you're up in the bush in Canada. But there's no question, you know, especially as one gets a little older, the idea of a shower at the end of the day, you know, of running water and electricity is pretty nice, you know, especially the indoor plumbing if you're not a big fan of the essence of the outhouse.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a good outhouse, especially if it's got some moons cut in the side.
Especially if I don't have to go into it.
So, I've been really thinking about doing this, and what's my first step in doing the research and finding where I want to go, and how do I book this trip?
Well, I think a good way to start is to go to a sports show, and I mean, this is the time of year in the middle of the winter where just about any metropolitan area of any size has probably got a sports show going on. Outfitters, fly-in camps generally will have booths set up at these shows. They have a lot of literature, and you can talk to folks and just ask them, you know, what do you offer? What do you charge? And, you know, do they have any openings for the time frame that you can get away? A sports show is a good place to start. The Internet's probably the second best choice. Maybe even the best choice if you don't have a sports show.
You forgot one major way to find a good trip, and that's find somebody who's actually been to the place and ask them, is this worth my time and my money?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing that can beat word of mouth when it comes to that. And that's something that I've relied on, you know, real extensively for, you know, some of the trips I've gone to. I mean, when you hear somebody's had a good experience, chances are there's more of that down the road.
So being a man on a limited budget, what am I looking at here? 500, 5,000?
Well, any one of those two and all points in between, but you can take a real good trip for 4 or 5 days and spend $500 to $600. And again, that would be a place that you're bringing your own food and you're not guided. You're doing everything yourself. And, you know, so of course you'd have those added expenses. You start getting into guided trips and so-called American plan trips where all the food's provided and they do basically everything for you. And then the cost of the trip is going to start going up a little bit, you know, just because of the quality of those services. But a good bare-bones do-it-yourself flying trip, you could do a five-day trip for $600 relatively easily.
Guides are always fun to hang out with and learn the lake from, but go back to the beginning of the show. It appears that that's not super necessary, is it, or is it a good idea?
Well, on most of these lakes, it's not necessary at all. A lot of fly-in lakes are the relatively small lakes. Generally, they're wide spots on extensive river systems, basically, is what they are. And it's not particularly hard to find fish, and once you find them, they're going to be there pretty much every day, it seems like. We were on a trip this summer. It was August. The temperature was in the high 70s, low 80s. And, you know, it's the kind of situation where, you know, a walleye fisherman might be thinking, I need to find these fish in, you know, 30, 40 feet of water, you know, off a rock hump. The fish were in 5 feet of water in cabbage weeds right around the corner from the cabin. And it made for some pretty easy pickings.
So much for the 5 to 10 mile jaunt to find a walleye.
Exactly. We made the long trip just because you have to do that, but inevitably some of the best fishing we had was practically right outside the cabin door. I mean, you found cabbage weeds, you were as good as guaranteed to have a walleye on the line.
Well, that sounds fabulous. Add that to the list of things to do. I'm getting to be an old man. I'm running out of time.
Yeah, you are kind of showing your age a little bit the past few weeks. I've noticed that.
Thanks.
But no, I'd highly recommend the fly-in route. And again, if it's the type of thing where money's an issue, you know, set aside some money and maybe you take a trip once every 5-10 years. But, you know, for sheer scenery and the beauty of the countryside and the quality of the fishing, and just having a body of water to yourself, you know, the peace and quiet you get from that type of an experience, it's really hard to beat.
Well, that sounds like something our viewers can grab a hold of and take care of. And, I mean, it goes right along with that why fish idea, you know, family and friends and hanging out, having a good time.
Exactly.
I think that's going to do it for this week's show. Last week, I know we forgot, so we're not going to forget it this week. Thanks to Dave Miller from the Miller Report for engineering. And don't forget to sign up for a day's guided trip with Trophy Cat Adventures that will be given away later this spring. Send an email to us, contest@y-fish.com. And until then, that sounds good. You got anything else, Brad, this week?
Well, I just had one quick question about the contest. What type of criteria do you use to pick the winners?
I think we're just going to draw the names out of a hat.
Oh, even better.
Enter every week. There is going to be some scheduling restrictions. The folks from Trophy Cat Adventures had asked us, you know, to make sure that they can schedule it around clients if there's bookings on that particular week. But other than that, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of restrictions to it. Whoever wins, it's going to be happy with the service that they get. They're going to have a great time. It's a beautiful river, especially if you can hit it in that August-September time. And when you send the emails, if there's something you'd like to hear about on Why Fish, be sure to jot that in there, because we would really like to hear it. It helps us know what you guys want to hear and know what direction we should take with the website and with the show.
In the meantime, keep it fun, and we'll see you out on the water or the ice.
Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock, reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard one, got me a hook, fished that line right on that hook. Says you've been fishing all the time, I'm a-going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, gets more fishing you. Any fish bite, got good bait, here's a little something I would like to lay. Any fish bite, got good bait, I'm a going to fish it. Yes, I'm going to fish it, I'm a going to fish it too. Thank you. got me swimming around. I got the hunger, didn't know what to do. I'm gonna get me a catfish too. Yeah, you better fish him all the time. I'm gonna fish him too. I bet your life, your lovely wife, just gonna fish in you. In the fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to relate. In the fish bite, got good bait. I'm gonna fish him. Yes, I'm gonna fish him. I'm gonna fish him too.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with Brad and Brad from why-fish.com. Why Fish Radio was produced by Absolute Net Radio. Find us on the web at absolutenetsolutions.com.
Put on the skillet, let my dad, mama gonna cook a really short bread. Tell you been fishing all the time, I'm gonna fish it too. I bet your life, loving wife, get more fishing you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to say. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a gonna fish it. Yes, I'm gonna fish it. I'm a gonna fish it too.